It was nosing in my flowers, she said, as animated as ever. So I says, Arlo, the pigs are back. He hurried for the crossbow. Well, that pig must have known his time was nigh. He scuttled out of there right quick.
That's fortunate for him, Sender said, and your flowers.
Fay hummed. You know what I think?
What do you think?
I think Arlo put the fear into him.
He'd put the fear into me too. Sender gave Arlo a friendly pat on the shoulder. I've seen you with that crossbow, my friend.
Fay brightened as Wynne approached. Wynne, dear!
Wynne waved and noticed the overflowing basket of bread, fruit, and dried meat nestled inside the open doorway. Sender's delivery.
How are you, Fay? Oh, good. I was telling Sender here how those pigs been getting into my garden, Fay said. I heard one bit a child last week.
I saw Omri this morning, Arlo said to Wynne. He came by to look at the plot of land behind our property. Said he's going to the council for permission to build.
Uninhabited land in and around the village was considered communal. Once a person built on it, and especially if it had been with the same family for years, it was considered private property. To avoid disputes and make it official, a person needed permission from the elders if they wished to establish a house or a place of business on unclaimed land.
We all know what happens after that. You fill it with family,
Fay said in a sing-song way, blue eyes twinkling.
The boy must be getting ready. He seemed motivated.
I'm not surprised. Responsible young man, that one, Arlo said. Older than his years. Diligent, like his parents. He'll be a good neighbor to have.
Fay winked at Wynne.
Tell me, who does he have in mind? Surely I must know.
Wynne laughed and scratched at the knot of hair on the back of her head.
Well, you can tell us. We won't gab it around the village.
Wynne didn't believe her. She liked the older couple, but Fay was a notorious gossip.